Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world, except for Russia, to Ron Segi Today. We have a giant show for you this week. My first guest is a rock and roll legend. Tommy Rowe will be joining us. Matt Kunitz will be here. He's the guy that really put together the show Fear Factor and now Wipeout. From Bar Rescue, John Taffer will be joining us. From the Grand Ole Opry, our friend Jeannie Seeley will be here. Brad Meltzer will be joining us. He has a great book out called The Lightning Rod, but he had a lot of shows on the History Channel. And then we're going to talk to Andrew Testa, who's going to chat about 5G technology. This is fascinating stuff. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi Today. We're going to pause only momentarily. When we come back, my first guest this first hour is rocker Tommy Rowe.
Need help with paying your heating and electric bill? February 1st is National Energy Assistance Day, and the Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program, also known as LIHEAP, is helping millions of families keep the heat on this winter. Here is Kate Thomas with the Administration for Children and Families, Office of Community Services.
In the U.S., millions of households every year report being unable to meet basic household energy needs. LIHEAP can help people maintain continuous, affordable, and safe home heating and cooling services by providing energy assistance. This winter, that can mean hundreds of dollars to help with your heating bill or your delivery fuel cost. LIHEAP also provides crisis assistance with energy-related emergencies and minor home repairs to reduce energy bills.
Visit energyhelp.us to learn more or call the National Energy Assistance Referral Hotline at 866-674-6327.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry Walling, best-selling author, psychologist, and creator of the Zen Founder podcast. And I'm teaming up with Intuit QuickBooks for a new campaign to help small businesses. The QuickBooks Early Start campaign will provide integrated tools designed to help small businesses grow and succeed from day one. All small businesses face challenges, but Intuit can help with its global technology platforms. Early Start shows entrepreneurs how programs like QuickBooks and MailChimp can provide solutions for today's competitive marketplace. When it comes to keeping a small business running smoothly, Intuit QuickBooks provides the tools that allow business owners to focus on more important needs. Finally, as a psychologist who studies business practices, I advise entrepreneurs that it's critically important to work smarter and to put your time and energy toward activities that yield the highest return. I'm Dr. Sherry Walling. For more information about the Early Start campaign, visit QuickBooks.com.
Live all across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Segi Today. I never get tired of listening to this man's music, and I'm so happy that he's back. We have chatted with him several times over the years. I got a great picture of he and I hanging in our studios here, and he's back again to talk about some of the things that's happened to him in the last year, including, let's talk again about Cabbage Town to Tinseltown and places in between, a fabulous book by our friend Tommy Rowe. Hi, Tommy. How are you? Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Ron. It's good to talk to you again.
I'm so glad you're feeling well. I didn't realize that you had some health issues over the past few months, and I'm glad you're back. You and Mick Jagger are doing it strong. Chapter number two coming up.
Well, I'm not quite where Mick is yet. I mean, Mick dances all over the stage, and his recovery was very fast. I mean, he's back on stage, I think, in just a few months.
I know.
I'm not sure if he had I had quadruple bypass surgery. I'm not sure what he had, but mine was a little bit more involved than what he had, I believe. But I feel great, and I'm back in the saddle.
Couldn't be happier for you, my friend, really. I didn't know that, and I apologize for not contacting you during that recuperation.
No problem.
Cabbage Town to Tinseltown. Ladies and gentlemen, this man has written a book that is fabulous. Whether you like music or not, this is a book about really having to go over some hurdles, warts and all. And I know, you know, it was a reach for you to do this, but he wrote and co-wrote top 10 hits between 1962 and 69, more than any single artist songwriter during that period in the 60s. And if you remember that, ladies and gentlemen, that's where we were invaded by the Beatles and the British Invasion. You know, Tommy, that has always been a statistic that has amazed me. I mean, that's phenomenal.
Yeah, it's really incredible. I had so many of my friends, American artists, who were pushed off the Billboard charts with the British acts. You know, the British invasion was for real. I mean, they took over the charts. So I was trying to figure out a way to survive all this. I was in the reserves at the time at Fort Sam Houston, and I was thinking, when I get out of here, I got to go back into the studio, and what do I do? You know, I can't do my rockabilly thing. That's kind of passé. So I came up with the idea to do what I called at the time soft rock, and I wrote Sweet Pea, and that's what kept me back in the charts. When I got out of the Army, I went back in the studio and recorded that song, and thank goodness it was a big hit for me and kept me in the charts through the 60s.
Along with Sheila, Dizzy, which we played coming in,
yeah.
Jam Up and Jelly Tight, everybody. I love that song. You wrote that song very quickly, did you not?
I wrote Everybody on the tour with the Beatles in England when I was touring with them in 1963. John Lennon used to allow me to borrow his Gibson guitar and to write songs, and I started writing Everybody on that tour on the bus on John's Gibson guitar, which, by the way, a couple of years ago sold for $1.4 million.
Oh, you know? Man. Jeez.
So that guitar now, everybody knows I wrote Everybody on it. It's got to be worth at least $3 million, right?
It's got to be that. Yeah, a million seller with a $1 million guitar. You can't go wrong with that. You know, that's fantastic. And Dizzy, this is the thing that really amazes me. You talk about music that lives forever. USA Today, absolute best songs in the history of contemporary music. Dizzy has been covered 22 times, spent 15 weeks on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. That's unbelievable. And when you talk about Sheila, I love all your songs, but Sheila really was a kind of a very, I knew a girl down the street by that name, but it wasn't Sheila at the time, it was Frida.
Yes, you know, I wrote, Sheila, everybody knows it as Sheila. I wrote it for a girl when I was like 14 years old. I had this little friend in school. We used to chase each other around the playground, and her name was Frida. And I used to write these little poems at that time, and I thought, well, I'm going to write a poem for Frida, right? So I wrote Sweet Little Frida, You Know If You See Her, Blue Eyes and a Ponytail. And then shortly after that, my dad taught me three chords on the guitar, so I thought, wow, maybe I can put these poems to music and I can become a songwriter. So I wrote the song, Sweet Little Frida, and I carried it around my back pocket for a couple of years. And finally, I got a chance to audition for a record producer. I sang Frida for him. He said, man, I love that song, Frida, but we have to do something about the name. So he convinced me that I should change the title of the song, and we did. And as we like to say, when there's nothing left to say, the rest is history. It turned out to be my first number one and my first gold record.
You know, many, many years ago, I told you this in the past, I was listening to an interview, and I don't know where it was. It was back when I was in music radio, so it could have been Dick Clark or, you know, any of those guys. And you were telling a story that you mentioned in the book that I always ask you about, and that is the fact that here you have Sheila, which was the number one record. I have 1962 or something. Was it 62?
62, yeah.
And you were reluctant to leave your job at GE because you were afraid that this was a fleeting thing. Am I right?
Well, my previous recordings up to that point were all, like, disastrous. You know, they didn't do anything. I mean, they got played around Atlanta a little bit, but they never really got off and running in the charts. So this, to me, this was just another record that I thought, well, maybe and maybe not. Who knows? And I was working at General Electric at the time, and I was married very young. I had a little girl, you know, Cynthia, my daughter. And so I landed this great job at GE. I was making, you know, maybe $80 or $90 a week. I don't know what, but in those days, that was a lot of money for a young kid. And so the record was moving up the Billboard charts. I didn't even know it, and my record producer called me in one day. He said, well, he called me at work, and he said, Tommy, I want you to come by the office. Your record, Sheila, looks like a big hit, and we need to talk about you quitting your job at GE and going out on the road promoting this record. Well, that was just a no-no at that time. I just landed the job. So I went by his office that afternoon, and Bill Lowry was his name. Everybody knows Bill. He was like the, you know, the guy in the South who really found so many artists and nurtured them and mentored them. And I go to his office, and he said, Tommy, look, he showed me a billboard chart. It was like, you know, 60-something with a bullet, you know. And he said, you know, your chart, your record, Sheila, is 60-something with a bullet. That means, I said, what does that mean? He said, it means it's going up the charts. A bullet means it's going up. And he said, we'd like for you to quit your job and go out on the road and promote the record. And I said, no way, Bill, no way. I totally, you know, objected to that idea. And he laughed. He said, he ran back in his chair, and he said, I tell you what, let me give you an advance against royalties, and go home and talk it over with your parents and see what they say, and let me know your thoughts. So he wrote me a check for $10,000.
Oh, geez.
And I, you know, listen, I'm 20 years old.
Right.
$10,000. That's more than I made in a year.
Right.
More than my dad and I both made in a year, you know. He said, take this check. And I saw it. I was shocked. You know, totally shocked. $10,000 to me was a lot of money. And
right.
Think about it. In 1962, that was probably like $100,000.
You could buy a house for that kind of money.
Yeah, a lot of money. And houses cost like $15,000 back then. So I go home with the check, and my parents, they have to sit down. They can't believe it either. You know, we discuss it. My dad is the one that taught me to play the guitars. He was all behind it. Mother was a little reluctant. But we discussed it, and they said, look, you know, you're 20 years old. You might as well take a shot at it. And if it doesn't work, you know, we'll get your cousin to get you back in GE, get your job back. And so that was the decision we made. I called Bill. I said, Bill, I'm all yours. What do we do? You know? And that was the beginning for me. I mean, I was a real greenhorn. I had never performed professionally at all. And all of a sudden here I had the number one record in the country, in the world.
Wow.
Number one in England as well. And here I was out on the road with artists like Sam Cooke and Curtis Mayfield and The Impression. Here I was all of a sudden on the stage with all these pros, and I was having to learn how to perform. I tell you, a great experience for me was touring with Sam Cooke on that. We had like a 30-day tour, and I learned so much from him. He was such an incredible artist, fantastic performer, and that was a great learning experience for me. So it's kind of set the stage for my touring on my own after that.
Hey, Tommy, hold your thought on that, because when we come back after a quick break, I want to talk about a great story you have about Sam Cooke. Our guest is Tommy Rowe. He's going to stay with us another segment right here with Ron Zedgy today.
Sweet little Sheila, you'll know her if you see. Cheeks are rosy, she looks a little nosy, man, this little girl is fine. Never knew a girl like a little Sheila, her name drives me insane. Sweet little girl, that's my little Sheila, man, this little girl is fine. Me and Sheila go.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgie today. Our guest is staying over another segment, Tommy Rowe. And Tommy, just before we went for that break, you were talking about the great Sam Cooke. You say in the book that he wrote the song You Send Me. It's the story about you and the hamburgers and the hot dogs, right?
Right. What happened on those tours, this was through the South during segregated times. And the South was still segregated in 1962. And so I was booked on this tour. Chris Montez and I were booked on the tour, and it was all a black troupe, all the black artists. Curtis Mayfield and the Impressions and Sam Cooke. And I found out later that they always had one white artist on the tour because in those days they couldn't stop and eat in the restaurants.
Right.
I was kind of like a runner. You know, they would park the bus down the street away from a little mom-and-pop restaurant, and I would walk back up and order like 40 hamburgers or whatever it was we could order. And I always got these crazy looks, and I had to come up with excuses. I mean, they'd ask me, you know, why are you ordering so many hamburgers? I said, well, you know, it's like a fraternity stunt we're doing or something. I'd make up some kind of line. And so then I'd go back to the bus with all the hamburgers and feed the tour, you know. I mean, that's the way we did it. But they couldn't stay in the hotels where I stayed. They'd drop me off at the hotel. And then they would go into the community and stay in people's houses or churches or wherever, or the black hotels. That's the way they got their tour to work. It was really kind of dangerous because I got threats from whites and blacks, both. It was a very interesting time. I was so young and naive about all this. To me, it was all about the music, and I was such a fan of these artists. When I went on the tour, I had this open heart, like, here I am, I'm touring with these great guys. I never thought of the controversy that it would create. Those were interesting times and great learning experience for me. I mean, it was just a terrific way for me to learn my craft.
You talk about on-the-job training.
Oh, absolutely.
You have been labeled father of bubblegum pop. Now, I don't know if you like that label or not, because bubblegum music got kind of a bad rap in the early 70s with the 1910 Fruit Gum Company and Snoopy and the Red Baron. When I think of these songs, Sheila, Dizzy, Sweepy, Jam Up and Jelly Tight, Everybody, I don't think of it as bubblegum. I think of it as good pop music. It's good time music.
It is. It's fun, good time music. And the DJs at the time, the transition from the 60s to the 70s, they seemed to want to discard some of the 60s stuff, you know, and go into the music of the 70s. And it was kind of a dig at me, calling it bubblegum music.
Right.
I really resented it at first because it was a negative. They created a negative for me, which I didn't think it was negative at all, you know. Kind of resisted at first, but later on I just kind of embraced it and ran with it, you know, and it all worked for me in the long run. But I think about it, the early Beatles songs were really the blueprint for bubblegum music.
Right.
I mean, you think about, I saw her standing there, I want to hold your hand, please, please me. What's the difference in the message of those songs and Oh Sweet Pea, Come On and Dance with Me? It's really the same thing, and their audience was my audience. I remember when I opened for them in Washington, D.C., you know, it was like just a face of young people, of young kids, you know, and mostly girls, and screaming, bouncing, beautiful girls, you know, bouncing in the chairs.
Bouncing.
Doing the same thing for me, you know. British thing was such a new thing in music, and the people treated it totally different. You know, it was like a transitional moment in music for the 60s. So, you know, it all works for me. I love my music. One of my biggest thrills I get is when I walk on stage and I sing Sweet Pea or Dizzy or one of my hits, and I see a big smile on the face of the audience. That's what it's all about to me. I mean, I just love it when the audience responds to my songs like that.
Talk about those disc jockeys back in the 60s and 70s. I was one of those disc jockeys. I never refer to your music as bubblegum. Just good, solid, good time music. I mean that. I'm not saying that because we're friends and you're on the show. I really mean that. Do you then not have a story about Ray Charles, too?
You know, I appreciate you talking about my book because I tell all these stories from Cabbage Town to Tinseltown. I've been in the business, you know, Ron, for over 55 years, so I have a lot of stories to tell. In fact, after I finished the book, I said, oh, man, I forgot to tell this Ray Charles story. I was still in high school, and I used to go to all these concerts that came to Atlanta. You know, I saw Elvis in Atlanta at the Paramount Theater when I was 14 or 15 years old.
Right.
The same with Ray Charles. He did a show at Herndon Stadium. I got a ticket to the show and went, and that's where they recorded his live version of What I Say, and I was in the audience. A DJ in Atlanta, in the daytime, they played Frank Sinatra and, you know, Debbie Reynolds, all these artists. And at night, they played, you know, R&B music, Ray Charles, B.B. King, all the stuff that I used to love to listen to. I have this little silver tone radio next to my bed that my folks bought at Sears for me. And I used to turn it on real low about 10 o'clock at night when they started playing all the R&B stuff. And I would stay up as long as I could until I finally fell asleep listening to all this music. My mother always wondered why it was hard for me to get up and go to school the next morning. I wasn't about to tell her I was listening to the radio all night. Those were great fun days at night. You know, you never heard it during the daytime.
Right, but that's when the audience was there. It's a great book, and it's an incentive book, too, because in the times that you're not shining, like we all have in our careers, you persevered, and I think that's what makes this so great. It's available at Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, TommyRowe.com, Amazon.com. Now, Tommy, are you touring again, or are you still taking a little bit of a rest?
Well, not yet. I'm still, you know, I don't like to talk about this, but it's a real challenging year for me. My wife also has Alzheimer's, so I'm dealing with that as well. I will go back out, but I have to feel like I'm able to do it and mentally. I'm still recording. I went to Nashville the past few months, and I recorded four new songs there with my old friend Wayne Moss, who was the original guitarist on Sheila. I'm still writing, and I'm still recording. I'm just not out on the road, but will be shortly, I'm sure.
I'm sorry to hear that about Josette.
Yeah, Josette. I mean, it's just so sad. My mom had Alzheimer's as well, so I'm familiar with what it is. It's just a terrible, terrible disease. The difference is, though, with my mom, I wasn't living with it day by day.
Right.
And with Lizette, I have 24/7 caregiver with her. Yeah. It's a day-to-day thing. But, you know, that's life, Ron. We go through it. We have these curveballs thrown at us, and we just have to deal with it and move ahead. You know, you can't just let it get you down. So I'm trying my best to keep the old chin up. We'll be back out on the performing trail as soon as I can.
Great. You know, Engelbert Humperdinck is through that with his wife, Patty. Too. And unfortunately, she passed away.
I heard about that, yes. And Steve Lawrence, I understand, has all.
Yes.
It's just a terrible disease,
terrible.
And it can affect anybody's family. It's just terrible.
Well, I'm at prayers with you, pal. You know that. And I'm glad.
I know, Ron. Thank you so much.
And I hope that you're feeling better, and our prayers go out to Josette. You know, you're always welcome here, my friend. Anytime you want to talk, as you start touring again, or you just want to talk, whatever the case may be, just let us know, because we're at your beckoning call.
Appreciate it, Ron.
And again,
appreciate it very much.
And I love the picture, especially the one with Felton Jarvis. I mean, that's what a great producer. Tommy, thanks for joining us. Please come back, okay?
I will do, Ron. Great talking to you.
Nice.
Thanks.
Our guest has been Tommy Rowe. Yeah, you got to get this book. It's called Cabbage Town and Tinseltown and All the Places in Between by Tommy Rowe. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz and French President Emmanuel Macron was on the phone with their Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin for more than an hour, pushing for an immediate ceasefire. But a French official says Putin did not show a willingness to end the war. Scholz and Macron echoed a statement from Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who said negotiations must begin with a suspension of hostilities. Zelensky, during a briefing, said negotiating teams had now started discussing concrete topics as opposed to trading ultimatums. He said about 1,300 Ukrainian troops had been killed since Russia invaded his country. He also said the conflict meant some small Ukrainian towns no longer exist. The Texas Supreme Court stopped the last challenge to the state's law that practically banned abortions in the Lone Star State. The Dow finished its fifth straight week with losses, losing more than 200 points Friday. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Oh,
we're back live nationwide and around the world. It's Ron Segi today. And joining us right now is a gentleman who's probably familiar with that song and what we're going to be talking about today. Great guy. The LA Times called him the king of reality TV. He's responsible for Real World on MTV, Fear Factor, of course, which was a big hit for NBC, and ABC's Wipeout. And they're going to be wrapping up the season coming up this Tuesday. Joining us right now is Matt Kunitz. Hi, Matt. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, and Wipeout now on TBS, second iteration of Wipeout.
I do want to make mention of that. Thank you for reminding me of that, because the Wipeout version that we're going to be talking about is now on TBS, hosted by, of course, our friend John Cena and Nicole Byer. And by the way, this show is probably one of the most popular games in the world. It's recreated in over 40 countries. You've done a heck of a job with this, Matt. You really have.
Oh, thank you. You know, when I produce shows, I'm not thinking about ratings or analytics. I'm thinking about, would I enjoy watching this? And then when I'm on set and we're shooting it and I'm for 10 hours laughing, I know this is going to be a hit. Like it seems like it's a pretty simple formula, right? If we can laugh as a crew, then the audience is going to laugh. And this is the funnest show to work on. I literally think I have the best job in the world.
Well, you know, Matt, when you say that it's a very, you know, easy show and so on and so forth, people don't realize how much time goes in to a reality show. I mean, they really think that, well, you just go up there and you do it. This takes an enormous amount of work, plus the fact that the production on this, I mean, the set itself is a huge construction challenge.
It is amazing how big this show is. It will take us 4 months to build the course.
Wow.
There will be a crew of 300 people that are working on the show every day. Once we finish the show, there's another crew of 100 people that are editing the show and putting it all together. So it's a massive show. I think what we have to do is to make it seem like it's simple and fun and have people who are watching at home not even think about that and just be able to sit back and let all the stresses of the day go away and just enjoy Wipeout and laugh and not have to think too much.
Well,
that's really what all my shows are.
That's exactly right. And I got to tell you something. I watch it all the time. And, in fact, even today I went online and was watching some past episodes that I have already seen before. It is amazing the people that you attract. You have a father and son duo. You have a couple of firefighters. You have a divorced couple. That sounds like a pretty good way to settle an argument. And, you know, I ask songwriters sometimes, where do these ideas come from? How did the idea of this come around? Because when you look at it, hindsight is easy. Well, you put a bunch of stuff up there, little obstacles, and down the road you go. That is not how these things happen. This is a very well thought out show.
Yeah. So, you know, the show I did before Wipeout was Fear Factor. And Fear Factor had these big crazy stunts and a lot of gross stuff. And so my partner, Scott Larson, and I were sitting around after Fear Factor saying, how can we do a show that has all the fun of Fear Factor without the gross? Because some people were turned off by the gross stuff that we did on Fear Factor. And so from that, Wipeout was born. And, you know, Scott was walking through the aisle of Target and he saw those red bouncy balls that, you know, you throw at each other in the schoolyard. And he was thinking, what if we made one of these balls, but it was like 10 feet tall, and we put four of them side by side, and you had to run from one ball to the next? Like, what would happen? And it was like, well, it sounds like a great idea. I don't think it's ever been done. So we started researching and found a company that made these giant soccer balls. And we called them and said, could you run on top of them? And they said, we don't think they're strong enough, but we like where you're going. We'll make you a double-bladdered ball so it's extra thick inside.
Wow.
And so that it can take the pressure of someone jumping on it. And then we, you know, got them out and put them on a tank, and we had thought they were going to be on the show for maybe one, two, three episodes. 150-plus episodes later, the big balls remain. It's the only obstacle that is there. You know, the course is constantly changing, but the big balls are always there.
Oh, I love those. They are a great addition to the show. I remember when you and Joe Rogan were down here at Universal Studios, not only with the ride, the attraction, but also filming the show. I mean, it's very interesting to watch how you guys did that.
Yeah, that was fun. You know what my memory of that is? While we shot an episode of Fear Factor at Universal Orlando, Shaquille O'Neal was there too with us,
right?
Which was really awesome. The one thing I remember is that they had they said, oh, if you guys want to do some rides during your break, we'll take you around. So they ran it in 40 minutes. They took us on pretty much every ride, you know, that Universal has. The human body is not designed to go on that many of those giant roller coasters in 40 minutes. Afterwards, our entire crew was like green trying to shoot the show, and we had to go and shoot a gross segment, and we're all just like, oh. So I have a fond memory of Universal Orlando, but probably you shouldn't ride all the rides back to back in 40 minutes.
No, that's not a good idea. That's not a good plan. I remember being a little Quonset tut with Joe, and it was like 9,000 degrees, and we were doing an interview, and I thought to myself, boy, this isn't the show business that I thought I was going to get into, you know, and this this thing. I got to admit, you got to have an enormous amount of liability insurance for this show. I mean, these people take a real beating. They could break a back doing this. They're very brave, but you got to be young and, I guess, very, I don't want to say foolish, because that's not the name of the game, but you got to be, you know, out there a little bit, because you could really get hurt on this thing.
Right. You know, yes, of course we have to have insurance, but what makes me sleep well at night is our safety process. And, you know, we have a team that's called the Black and Blues, and their job is to test every challenge. And so the Black and Blues will come up with some crazy idea, and then the Black and Blues come out, and it's a group of young guys and girls, 18 to 25-year-olds, and they'll test it over and over and over again. And once they've done it, then we bring in what's called the Reelies, and these are volunteers that are friends of the crew. And they come and they line up, and they don't know what we're about to show them. The Black and Blues, they know because they're working with us all day. But
right.
The Reelies are just like a contestant. And so then we'll run through 10, 15, 20 Reelies on the same obstacle. And once we've dialed it in and we know that it's safe, then we bring on the real contestant.
Matt, I have a philosophy that I would never do or would do something that I would ask somebody else to do. So I would be remiss if I didn't ask you, have you tried this?
I would be lying if I said I have. And let me tell you why.
Took you a long time to answer that.
Let me tell you this, because I am a bit of a daredevil. And I don't want to be ridiculed by my crew.
Right.
The show is called Wipeout. It's designed for people to wipe out. It's not like I'm going to get on there and do well. I'm going to look like a fool. I'm going to wipe out, and the crew is going to laugh at me, just like you laugh at the contestants on the show. I don't need that.
Yeah.
I don't need the crew all filming me and having footage of me wiping out. So, no, I did do a lot of fear factor testing. I have never tested Wipeout.
You did a home run, too, with John and Nicole and the other co-host. Her name escapes me right now, but she's a very pretty girl.
Camille Kostek.
Yeah, that's right, Camille.
Yeah.
Is there a consolation prize for this? I mean, like a year's worth of chiropractic surgery or something of that nature?
We don't even give them, if you lose, you don't even get a wipeout mug.
Wow.
Nothing.
Tough.
That's part of the fun.
Yeah, I know. Tough crew. You know, you're also responsible as the executive produced Kicking and Screaming on Fox, Candy Crush on CBS, Kevin Hart with The Fit, airing on E!, Peacock, and YouTube. I always like talking to the movers and the shakers, Matt, because, you know, it's one thing to go up there and do a nice job on camera, but the fact of the matter is it takes somebody like yourself to get these shows on the air. It is not easy, ladies and gentlemen, to clear, as we say in this business, television shows on networks or in syndication, because it's a very competitive market. And you have done it for a long time extremely successfully.
Thank you. Look, it's I give the credit to the John Cenas of the world that, you know, make our show shine, and Nicole. You know, I just finished the show with Kevin Hart. Like, I've been blessed to be able to surround myself with people that are funnier than me, people that are smarter than me, and that's the key to success.
And that takes a lot of courage to do that, because a lot of times people at the top want to be at the top and not anybody share in the construction of shows like this. But you do, and you share in the popularity of it, too, because you let everybody take credit for what you have really put in cement. Now, I want to make mention of the fact that coming up this Tuesday is the season finale of season number one, is it?
One.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
Yep.
Season number one, and of course, they're going to be awarded the $25,000 grand prize. Now, please tell me you're coming back with season number two, Matt.
We are coming back with season number two. I can proudly say that there will be a second season.
Okay.
We're excited about that.
Where do you film it?
It's filmed in just outside of Los Angeles on a huge ranch.
Okay, great. Well, Matt, I tell you something. We were with you in the beginning. We want to be with you in the beginning next year, too. So please come back when the new season begins. You're quite a talent, and thank you for a lot of hours of great entertainment and fun entertainment for a change on television. Appreciate it very much, my friend.
Hey, thank you.
Matt Kunitz has been our guest. Matt, of course, as we mentioned, responsible for shows like The Real World, Fear Factor, and Wipeout, now on TBS. It's hosted by John Cena, Nicole Byer, and the season finale is coming up on TBS. And there's more to come with Ron Secchi today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. There's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line. I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
around the world, you're listening to Ron Sedgy today. Well, several years back, in fact, according to my calculations, probably about six seasons back when it comes to television business, our guest was on with us introducing a new show. Well, I got to tell you something. The new season of his show, the seventh season, returns this Sunday at 10 o'clock Eastern and Pacific Time on the Paramount Network. It is called Bar Rescue. Joining us right now is John Taffer. Hi, John. How are you? Welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Rod. It's been too many years.
It has been too many years, but I want to tell you something. In the interim period, you have done one terrific job. I mean, this show is like the number one show on the Paramount Network. I mean, this is great for you. Congratulations, my friend.
Thank you, Rod. I never thought it would run this long, buddy. I honestly, I thought I'd do a pilot and go home. Who would have ever thought that right now, as we speak, as a matter of fact, I'm going to do my 194th episode today. So it's been a heck of a run.
It has been a marvelous run, one that you certainly are proud of and have the right to be. You're an author, now in the podcast business, a philanthropist, a business consultant, a TV personality, an executive producer. And I got to tell you, John, I'd love to run down some of the past awards and accolades that you've had over the years, but there's too many to mention. And I understand going into another franchise called Marriage Rescue?
Well, Marriage Rescue, is a new show that we've done on Paramount. And it's, you know, sort of my direct style of trying to help people with marriages. And we did 12 episodes of that, 6 episodes of that show, and I'm excited about it. We'll see. Either we'll do more of those or more Bar Rescue next year. We'll see which of the two makes sense. But both of them are very similar. You know, I love helping people work through problems. I love leaving people in a better place. It's very inspiring for me. So whether it's a business owner or a married couple, to me it's the same principle. I'm there to try to help them.
Yeah, but how much different is it to when you're talking about a bar and a marriage? I mean, a bar you can control, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, marriage is very similar, you know, and when you take a look at what makes a business work, it's very similar to what makes a marriage work. You know, continuity, a belief in each other, commitment, sacrifice. These are all the things that make a marriage work and make a business work.
Yeah.
You know, I found that accountability and being responsible for one's actions are the single underlying most important factor in both, whether it's a business or a marriage. So there's a lot of commonalities between the two.
Yes, you're right. You got some common denominators there. Now, this season, you're going to include some celebrity guests, too, right?
Oh, we are. We start with T-Pain Sunday night, which is really exciting. And then Marshawn Lynch is an amazing story of a very colorful NFL player who opened the bar in Oakland, his hometown. He named it after a friend of his, a teenage friend who was killed, and filled the bar all with ex-cons and neighborhood people who need a second chance. And it's just an amazing story of a guy who really is trying to help his neighborhood and help his old friends in the neighborhood, but the bar's a mess. So I went in, and it's a heck of an episode. A lot of fighting, a lot of confrontation. But, you know, sometimes when you do these rescues, Ron, I teach them about business, and they teach me about life.
Yeah.
And that was one of those episodes where I learned an awful lot as well. One of my favorite ever. I think it's the third episode this season.
You know, I got to tell you something. I think that a lot of people that get into the bar business, and correct me if I'm wrong, is because they have so much fun when they go to a bar, but they don't have the business acumen.
Yeah, and unfortunately, running a bar is not very social. There's a lot of paperwork. You got to manage beverage costs, food costs, labor costs, insurance, utilities. It's a tough business. And if people get into it because of social motivations, I always tell them, build a bar in your basement. It's a lot cheaper.
I remember you telling me that once before. Now, you had a couple of new businesses endeavors that you started, Taffer's Mixologist and Taffer's Tavern, which I understand that you can get a franchise for if you qualify, obviously. But I love this idea of Taffer's Mixologist because you get all of these mixers that are already in the bottle. All you got to do is add the liquor.
Yep. So 2 years I worked on that project. I wanted to create the greatest mixers in the world. So we have 7 flavors. They're in Walmarts nationally. And I'm really, really proud of them. They're in glass bottles, so they're hot filled, so there's no preservatives in them. And they're sweetened with monk fruit, nut sugars. And I'm really proud of it. And then we just launched Taffer's Seltzer, Taffer's Craft Carbonated Cocktails. And we're in 5 states. That's 5% alcohol. And that's a seltzer that I'm very, very proud of. So we've been working on a number of things, but, you know, I tend to keep it pretty slow, Ron. It has to be something that excites me to do it. And the mixers took me 2 years before we get them to market.
But, you know, when you say you take it slow, you have your hands in a lot of things, and I give you an enormous amount of credit for being able to juggle all this, in addition to the work that you do for St. Jude's Ranch for Children and the Ronald McDonald House. I mean, I don't know how you have any time to relax with your wife and your daughter.
I don't. Fortunately, I love my work. I love the charitable work that I do, and I love it so much that it takes up almost 100% of my life. So I don't have a lot of time for personal things, but, you know, I do what matters to me. And giving up some personal time to help a Ronald McDonald House or help the St. Jude's, and now I'm very involved in something called Keep Memory Alive, which is the Lou Ruvo Center for Brain Health in Las Vegas with Cleveland Clinic. And, you know, we believe we're going to find a cure to Alzheimer's. So there's a number of charities that I'm involved in,
John, you got to do me a favor, okay? You have to be able to come and visit us, not every six seasons, okay? I mean, you really got to come back because you're quite a guy, and I enjoy this show. I mean, I'm not in the bar business, but I am in business, and there's so many similarities that you have with no matter what the business is that you're in, and you know that being a consultant. So you got to do me a favor and return sooner than later, you know what I mean, my friend?
It's a deal, buddy, I promise.
Okay, and the new season of Bar Rescue, the seventh season of the show, returns this Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time on Paramount Network, and it stars our guest and friend, John Taffer. John, thanks for joining us. You're always welcome here. You know that.
Thank you, buddy. We'll talk soon.
Looking forward to it. Quite a guy. Talk about someone who keeps busy. It's him. He's got so many things going. He's got these new endeavors that he comes up with. He's got, of course, now, as I mentioned before, the seventh season of Bar Rescue. And now he's got a marriage rescue, which is doing well for him, too. But I don't know how bar business and marriage business can coincide, but apparently he's found a way to do it. You know, we talk a lot about our website, ronsedgy.com. And that's a site that you can go to hear our latest show on demand 24/7. But another site that we have that we mention lightly during the show, and that is called SedgySings.com. I don't know if a lot of you know about it, but back in 1972, I had the honor of being nominated for a couple of Grammy Awards. Now, you know, we didn't win it, but just the honor of being nominated was really great. So I got interested in doing live performances, and for many years did it with a relatively small group. Well, the past 4 or 5 years, I formed a 15-piece orchestra, and we have had all kinds of success and great welcomes in so many of the places that we have played. So if you get a chance, check out SedgySings.com. That's SedgySings.com. And maybe one day we'll be coming to your town. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgy Today.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water project, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades. decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Sedgy today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guests this first hour for joining us, and they include 60s and 70s rocker Tommy Rowe, Matt Kunitz, who was the man responsible for the TV show Fear Factor and now Wipeout, which is a great show, and also want to thank John Taffer from Bard Rescue. Next hour from the Grand Ole Opry, one of the great singers in the country music, and that is Jeannie Seely. Nice lady. Brad Meltzer will be joining us. He's got a brand new book called Lightning Rod. And then Andrew Testa from Verizon talking about 5G technology. And that's coming up next hour with Ron Sedgy today.